The title of my sermonette today is Keep It Simple, which I intend to do. In the year 330 BCE, Alexander the Great arrived in the city of Gordium, which was the capital of Phrygia, an ancient kingdom of Asia Minor. Today, this is a city in modern Turkey, just about 70 to 80 kilometers southwest of the city of Ankara, if you know your Turkish geography. Anyway, on this day, in the capital city, there was an ox cart that was tied to a post as somewhat of a memorial dedication to the pagan god of Zeus. And why would there be such an odd memorial in the middle of the city, you might ask? Well, according to a historical legend, prior to this time in Phrygia, there was unrest among the people. There were factions, they were fighting, and they were looking for guidance from the oracle. Not seeking guidance in the right place, but that's what they did. And that oracle apparently had predicted that there would be a king arriving in an ox cart to their city who would bring about the leadership that they needed to bring peace in that region. And as time progressed, lo and behold, there was a man and his wife and his child who had arrived in an ox cart. These people were Gordius and his wife and his son Midas. The people, seeing that the oracle's, you know, there's got to be something, right? The people, seeing that there was this oracle's prediction had come true, they declared their king at that moment on the spot, and they declared their king. According to the variation of the legend, that king was either Gordius or Midas. It doesn't matter terribly much for what I'm talking about. And anyway, out of gratitude for becoming king, Midas tied the ox cart with a very intricate knot to this post. It was so complicated that it was seemingly impossible to untie. Nobody could really do it. And as legend has it, whoever would untie this knot would become the ruler of Asia. And this is where Alexander enters the scene. On this day, he encountered this ox cart and this knot, and seeing this knot, he accepted the challenge, and Alexander, in his brilliance, declared that it did not matter how that knot would become untied. So he simply took out his sword and sliced the Gordian knot in half. Mission accomplished. And then, of course, he went on to conquer Asia and expanded his kingdom. That is, I don't know how much truth there is to the legend, but that's how it goes. Now, the approach that Alexander took was so obvious, just slice this knot in half, that it evaded all others that came before him making an attempt to untie this knot. Everyone else had made the problem unnecessarily complicated. But the solution was right there. It was available for everyone to see. And it was so simple that it didn't even enter into their minds as an option. The plan of God is likewise, for us, so simple. The Bible, being the most popular book of all time, has clear instructions that are plain for us to see. The truth is right here in everybody's Bible, yours and mine, but it is absolutely hidden in plain sight for most to see. Now, once we understand the plan of God, it is hard to see how so many nominal Christians fail to see it, isn't it? It's right here. It's there for anybody to read. I've got 8-year-old sons, and they are reading the Bible and learning, reading these same words. How can scholars and grown-ups of all walks of life fail to see the simplicity that is in God's truth? Now, even though we know these things, we cannot let our guard down. We too can be thrown off track become distracted, get mired in minutia, and lose sight of the simple target that's out in front of us, the simple instructions that we have. We must keep our salvation as simple as Jesus Christ presents it to us. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, and I'll read verses 2 through 4. 2 Corinthians 11, beginning in verse 2. Paul writes, "For I am jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he who comes preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it." Paul emphasizes that Christianity is not supposed to be complicated. We are not to get mixed up with extra-biblical doctrine, with the traditions of men, with philosophies, bright ideas, with sensationalism, with anybody who says, "There's a secret I have to tell you." It's like, not that way, not what's actually written in the Bible. It is this way that's contrived by men. These are the kinds of things that appeal to our carnal nature and corrupt our faith, as Paul is saying here. If somebody comes preaching a different gospel or a different Jesus that you have not received, you may well put up with it because you are human, because it is human nature to make things overly complicated. Don't let the simplicity of Christ slip through your fingers. Satan is deceptive in his ways, as we know, and he can interfere in ways that make it difficult for us to discern the right way to go. So what is the simplicity of Christ that Paul is talking about here? I'd like to cite a very simple passage that I believe sums it up quite well. Romans 6:23 states quite simply, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." This sums it up right there. That is the simplicity of Christ. From this simple passage, we can conclude that the way of sin takes us in the wrong direction. It leads us to death. And there is a better path to follow, and that is that we have a means of obtaining salvation through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. It's that simple. It's all right there. Turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 4, and I'll read verses 1 through 4. 2 Timothy 4 and verse 1. "I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears. They will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables." This is a warning for you and I. What is it that takes people away from the simplicity of Christ, away from the truth? When there is a desire for something more, when the simplicity is not enough, when there's a desire to feel like it has to be more complicated, but it's just not. This is what Paul warns us about. He's telling us, stay focused. And going down to verse 7 of 2 Timothy 4, we can read what Paul writes. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day, and not to me only, but all who have loved his appearing. Following this passage where Paul is giving us this warning, he concludes by saying, I have kept the faith, do what I am doing, because there is a reward for keeping it simple, keeping the faith. Our calling is to hang on to this truth and remain faithful in it. There will be distractions that threaten to take us off course, that threaten to damage our faith, damage our dedication. And those distractions, believe it or not, and I know you do, they will attack us where we are the weakest. Don't allow them to take your eye off of the simplicity that is in Christ. Know the truth and live by it. That's all we have to do. That's all. Well, obviously, these are principles, and applying these principles is where it becomes difficult, but we can apply those principles. Know the truth and live by it. Turn over to Ecclesiastes 12, and I'd like to read verses 11 through 14. Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 11. The words of the wise are like goads, and the words of scholars are like well-driven nails given by one shepherd. And further, my son, be admonished by these. Of making many books, there is no end, and much study is wearisome to the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. Solomon tells us how much we can and should be learning from writings or scholars, and he does not diminish its value. As you know, we have a lot of written material. We continue to publish written material, continue to preach the gospel day after day, well, week after week, more accurately. We are presenting this material because it needs to be presented, but that doesn't diminish the simplicity. We're not making things more complex. We are working to think in ways that inspire us all. As Solomon continues, he also tells us how it is an endless pursuit. We don't want to heap up for ourselves teachers never feeling like we've grasped the truth. That is something he warns against. We have the truth. It's that simple. And that is how Solomon concludes here. Fear God. Keep his commandments. And we know those commandments are to love God and love our fellow neighbor. Those are the principles by which we choose our actions. They're easy to understand, hard to apply, but we continue to work in that. What we are talking about today is keeping our focus. Our focus is on God's kingdom, and we are living our lives so that we may obtain that. And so, on our journey through life, we need to maintain our relationship with God, and that's it. His instructions to us are very simple. Turn from sin, trust in God, and have the faith of Jesus Christ to lead us to salvation that results in eternal life. This is what we live by. This is how we can make our judgments day by day. Along the way, Satan will hit us with all kinds of distractions, tailor-made to exploit our weaknesses and do damage. Damage to ourselves, damage to others, damage to the work, damage to the body of Christ. When those moments hit us, we can trust in God. We can keep it simple. Fear God and keep his commandments, holding on to our salvation through Christ's sacrifice. It's that simple. Let's keep it that way.